102.9 KBLX R&B and Old School Dream Team in the morning. Kimmy T, Rudio, and on the line, we have the pleasure to have the one and only Democratic presidential candidate, Tom Steyer.
Welcome, Tom.
Good morning.
Hey, you're not too far from home. Hey, let me ask you this question. Why do you call San Francisco home?
I love San Francisco because people are optimistic. I mean, it's incredibly beautiful, of course. But what I really love about California in general is people have a total can-do attitude. Like, you know what? If there's a problem, we can solve it, and we're going to solve it. And by the way, life is beautiful.
You're absolutely right. That's California living, Tom. But one of the things about San Francisco that everybody knows about is the homeless epidemic. How do you plan on handling the homeless crisis, not just here in California, where it's gotten considerably worse, but in the entire country?
Look, the start of it is creating a lot more affordable housing. We need to create 7 million safe and affordable housing units across this country. That we need to start with that. We need to increase the supply of affordable housing and fight homelessness. I'd invest $8 billion in the homeless assistance grants and case management program. Look, we need to enable the state and local governments to deal with this. And I'm from San Francisco. I know what a huge issue it is. We need to provide housing, but more than that, we need to provide the wraparound services, including mental health support for the homeless. And it's a huge issue up and down the California coast.
Yes, it is. And as you know, there are a lot of these new developments that are going up and remain vacant because they're essentially, you know, tax write-offs for a lot of these billionaires. Are you going to make sure that these empty units are used properly?
Yes. Let me start by saying this. Counting on developers and private enterprise to come up with affordable housing has not worked. The federal government has to build these units and put up the units to make it happen. We're talking about millions of units short, and waiting for the private sector to do this is going to be waiting forever. The federal government got out of the housing business 40 years ago, and the result is the huge housing shortage we have in California and the homeless crisis we have in California. That's a combination of the government falling down on its job for mental health and falling down on its job for affordable housing and waiting for that, for the private sector to solve that. That's a Ronald Reagan idea that has totally failed.
On top of the lack of affordable housing in this country, another high expense is also health care. How do you plan on making health care affordable to everybody in the country?
We pay twice as much as other countries for the same health care. Our government is owned by corporations, and those corporations who own it include drug companies, private hospitals, and insurance companies. We have to have two things. Affordable health care has to be a right, constitutional right for every American. I'd put on a public option. You can join Medicare. But the government has got to not be owned by those companies. They have to fight those companies. And anybody who knows me should know that for over 10 years, I have been fighting corporations around this country, and I've never lost. I've taken on the oil companies in California and beat them. I've taken on the tobacco companies that have won 17 times in a row, Prop 56, $3 to $4 billion. They're paying it now in taxes, going straight to Medi-Cal. I closed a corporate tax loophole in California for $1 billion. The legislature wouldn't do it, gave it to the public schools. We have to beat these corporations and drive down costs. And the corporations right now own the government. So when they go in to get a price rise, they're negotiating with themselves. We have to have it. Everyone can join Medicare, and we have to drive down the cost. And the government's got to do it. And it's totally falling down on the job.
And in order for you to get your job done, you have to be able to get the word out. In light of the last Democratic debate that was on CBS, would you change anything about the format? Were you happy with what was happening on the stage?
It was pretty chaotic. Oh, my goodness. You know, I was waiting for Jerry Springer, somebody to start throwing a chair.
Yeah. Yeah, we were waiting, too. I was hoping Steve would jump out and break it up.
How do you see these kind of events playing out? What kind of moderators and what kind of questions? What do you need?
I thought the moderators, I played a lot of soccer through college, and I used to teach soccer, and I used to be a referee. The referees lost control of that game. The whole 75-second answer thing means it's almost impossible for those things to work. They're trying to promote conflict, exactly what they got on Tuesday night. Actually, what they're not allowing is the candidates to talk and explain really what they think. And that's a timing issue, and maybe it's a number of people on stage issue. But it's quite clear that kind of confrontational and chaotic debate without any rules and people talking over each other for long periods of time, you know, doesn't serve the American people. I do think some facts came out. I don't think it was a total waste of time. I think that people could see that, you know, that basically what the media has been saying, which is we're either going to get a Democratic socialist Bernie Sanders or a Republican mayor Mike Bloomberg, isn't true. I think that it was clear you know, from that those are at the edges of the Democratic Party. So I thought that was good, but mostly I thought the chaos was overwhelming.
Absolutely. Okay.
So I couldn't agree with you more, Tom. I'm glad you got a chance to actually speak cohesively and get your point across, because I know not too many people got a chance to do that. But with Super Tuesday coming up, do you have a message for the California voters with the Super Tuesday election coming right around the corner?
Yes, I am the person who will declare a state of emergency on climate. I'm the most progressive person with a history of winning on climate of over a decade. I am the person who cares about racial justice. I'm the only person on that stage who's talking about reparations for slaves. I believe in telling the truth and dealing with race overtly and in every single instance. And lastly, in terms of economic justice, as someone who built a business, I know how to grow an economy. I know how to create jobs. And I'm talking about more than doubling the minimum wage, cutting taxes by 10% for everybody who makes less than $250,000, and creating millions of good-paying union jobs across this country, because we need to rebuild this whole darn country in a climate-smart way. I'm talking about an America that grows, and the money goes to working people, and it stays in their pocket.
Presidential Democratic candidate Tom Steyer.
Sounds good to me.
What is your official website for so people can learn everything they can about you?
TomSteyer.com.
All right, Tom Steyer, presidential candidate. Thank you so much for your time.
It's great to be in the Bay Area, even if it's only on the radio.